behind me further down the road.
Alert and conscious of what's going on. With Lush and I as well, I'm thinking about another person.
So our limud of Hilchus Lashon Hara, for those people who have a Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara, is Lizchus Refuah of Yosef Dobe Chayla, Yishtava Refuah Shlema, B'soich HaShoah Chayla Yisrael B'korav. So our final discussion today, we've had a couple of days of discussions about humour, and we've said that the fact that it's a Purim spiel, or it's the end of the year play, or it's Graman by a Chasna, or Graman by a Sheva Brochas, doesn't mean that just because your job is to become, or to be amusing, that you have a heter to speak Lashon Hara.
Is it not a mitzvah to make happy the people?
Exactly. Oh, so there was a best man, okay, maybe I won't say what I was going to say. There was a best man, yeah, in the more English circles, they have a best man. He's the friend of the chosan. And he gets up and he says all sorts of things about what the chosan has got up to in his lifetime until now. And everybody finds that very amusing. Yeah. And you would say he's being the kind of mitzvah, Mesamea chosan mekala. Yeah, he got up, for instance, and he said that I sat down in order to prepare my speech, and I wrote down all the good things that this chosan has done, all the good things that the chosan has done in his lifetime. And I thought, I'm going to stand up there and I'm going to tell you that this is the sheet which describes all the good things that chosan has done in his lifetime. Then he says, I wrote down all the things that he got up to in his lifetime until now, and then he produced a whole sheaf of papers. So he said that he asked your kasha. He said that from one point of view, my job is in order to be mesameh chosan mekala and to make everybody happy and to put everybody in a good mood. And therefore, the more things I tell about the chosan and the bad things that he got up to and the things that he's embarrassed about, it'll be more amusing for the olam. He said, on the other hand, he said, I remembered that there is a Talmud that says that it's better to throw yourself into a fiery furnace than to embarrass somebody else in public. And now I've got a dilemma. From one point of view, the only way I'm going to entertain everybody is by embarrassing the chosan. On the other hand, the Talmud tells me that I'm not allowed to. So what should I do?
Do both.
You can't do both. It's either you're allowed or you're not. Anyway, he said, so I thought maybe, he said, there's another rule, yeah, of one mitzvah can be doicha mitzvah se, is doicha loisase, etc. He said, I couldn't decide. I phoned out the rabbi, and she said, don't worry about it. So I think it's hooked. So that was his. So I'm going to tell you over, right, a joke, which is a joke that I've told many times over, I admit, yeah. And the question is, we were discussing, is a joke, or is a joke Lashon Hara? If you know who this was, and if you know the story, and if you know who I'm talking about, please keep silent. Don't tell anybody. Okay, but there was a bocha who has a kvias with a Rosh Yeshiva. And the kvias has an hour and a half of intense learning. And he's there every day. And one day, the Rosh Yeshiva's wife, the Rebbetzin, brings out a plate of cake. And she puts it on the table in front of them, that, you know, they should be mechabed themselves. And the Rosh Yeshiva says to the bocha, "Nu macha brocha." So the bocha makes a brocha. He makes a bar ben mazonis. He tastes the cake, right? This Rosh Yeshiva's wife is renowned for the fact that she can't cook or bake. Anybody who goes to them on a Friday night for a meal does not go for the food, nor for the whiskey. Yeah? So therefore, he didn't like the cake. He took one nibble, yeah, and then he sort of surreptitiously placed the piece back on the plate. Anyway, the Rosh Yeshiva makes a bar ben mazonis, and b'meshech the hour and a half, yeah, absent-mindedly, whilst they're learning, he finishes off the whole plate of cake. At the end of the learning, he turns to the bocha and he says, maybe you could be moitz to me with alamichyo, because I don't know if I've eaten the shear. Yeah, that's the joke. Yeah, question is it a joke? Right, and especially if I mentioned the names. Yeah, would it be a joke or would it be Lashon Hara? And the Chofetz Chaim says, it's Lashon Hara. Yeah, why? Aleph, first of all, I spoke about the Rebbetzin, that zikha Lashon Hara, that she can't cook a bake. But besides the Rebbetzin, right, the fact that the Rosh Yeshiva fressed the whole plate of cake. I know you could say, yes, it's just showing how intense his learning was and how he was concentrating on other things, and therefore he didn't realize that it was absent-minded. It's a compliment. If I was introducing this Rosh Yeshiva at a chasna, or to Sheva Brochas as a speaker, would I tell over this story to the public, in front of the, you know, to the people who are sitting there, as an introduction to who the Rosh Hashiva is? Look what a big tzaddik he is, that he learns so much, that in so deeply and so concentrated, that he can't even realize that he's eating cake at the same time. Yeah, would that be a compliment, or would that be something that, if he heard the story, he might be a little bit embarrassed about? Says the Chofetz Chaim, if he'd be a little bit embarrassed about it, it's lashon hara. Jokes are no excuse, grammar are no excuse, Purim spiels are no excuse. Hilchos lashon hara applies 365 days a year in every situation.
Start your day at the Turnway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Adar Sheni, 20th of March. Reno Harav, Ramosha Halpin Shlita, in Yone Ador. This week, Torah is a Thompson, in Nishmas Morris, Esther Rochabas, Rav Ari, Aliyah Sholem, Rav Strosnas, and Tiatzak is on Friday. And for the discuss, Hashmoyim, Va Chayalim, Amdul Chamosh, Shachsmil, Vatayim, Shalom, Ben Heiro.
Amen. This year is Ha'ibiyua, yeah, which is unique, but it happens every second or every third year. Something which happened very unique this year, which happens every year, is that on Lamed Uda Aleph, which is, yeah, it's confusing this. Lamed Uda Aleph is Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda Beis. Yeah, so Rosh Chodesh Uda Beis has 2 days. When there's 2 days, one is from the previous month and one is from the new month. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda Beis, which is actually on the calendar Lamed Uda Aleph. And then the second day of Rosh Chodesh is Aleph Uda Beis. The question is, and it happened this year in a very unique case, but it happens in other cases as well. What happens a boy, a Ben Zucha, who is born Lamed Uda Aleph, and this year everyone, the world was taken by the news as Aguna Tzadik Reb Tzvi Kishelevsky Shlita is in Geboim Gevon, Leisik Nusay Aben Zucha Lamed Uda Aleph. The Bar Mitzvah will be, Rinam Pei Dalet, will be in Tzadik Zayin. The year Tzadik Zayin is a Shuna Pshita. In a Shuna Pshita, there is Shvat, has got 30 days, and then there's Uda. Now this child, and there were other children also born in there, as I call Sanik Kalisu, but this child was a very neat child, so that's something which caught people's attention. The question is, a child who is born, Lamed Uda Aleph, and in a Shuna Pshita, there is no Lamed Uda Aleph. Yeah, in the Shuna Pshita, there's Shvat has got 30 days, and the Uda before Pesach is always Chodesh Chusa, is always 29. So there is no Lamed Uda. When does this boy become the mitzvah? What? And it's a sound, although this is something which happens, yeah, in the short, it has happened, it only, the discussion about it only came up in our generation. There was a great Guan and Tzaddik called Rabbi Yumin Zilber in Bnei Brak. There's a whole set of Svurim Oznit Bri, but this is something which his son, I forgot the name, his son also wrote a whole series of Svurim, I think called Birr Halucha, and he was the one who brought it up and discussed it with Allah, Gedol Yisur, with Pshem Zalman, with Rabbi Yashiv, with Shaiv Talaibi, with Chsir Tzok. See, he was the one who gathered the information on it. Now, was steht ja in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brira, Simen Nin Hai, Sifkut Mem Hai, that a child who is born Lamed Cheshvan. Cheshvan is sometimes Mula and sometimes Chusa. So what happens that a boy who's born Lamed Cheshvan, and 13 years later, there's the Cheshvan is Chusa, so there is Chuftes Cheshvan, or Aleph Kislev, there is no Lamed Cheshvan. The Shala is the Gabba Yutzat, and the Shala is the Gabba Bar Mitzvah. There is a bit of a difference between Yutzat and Bar Mitzvah, because Yutzat, we're looking for the day when that happened, which is also a question. But bar mitzvah, there is more svura that it has to be full, since the bar mitzvah has to be 13 years and a day. Yeah, so that there is legabek fashina luchas, a bit of a difference between a yurtzat and a bar mitzvah.
What's the halachah? It should be on the choftes.
Where legabek cheshvan?
The
Mishnah B'Yehuda Zuktaka, that the aluch is, he becomes a mitzvah, Aleph Kislev, because there is no lamed. Yeah, so that B'cheshvan, it's L'choy L'Kleh. Here we'll see it's a bit different. B'cheshvan, Zuk the Mishnah B'Yehuda, L'gabe Yutzat, L'gabe B'mitzvah, since Chuvtes Cheshvan, he hasn't yet become 13 years, there is no lamed Cheshvan, so the next time is Kislev. A similar sort of concept, which is not for everyone to copy. There's a big shalom legaba by night. Yeah, when that night, by netam, the goyim. Now the surah says, and that was the shitta of the Balatanya and the Guru, that whatever shitta you say, it should go with something which is called lafihu oifik. That means that there is no. Shkia is 13 and a half minutes. Yeah, that's how much Beina Shmushas is. Yeah, no one makes a melucha in England or in anywhere 13 and a half minutes. Why? Because it's got to do with the oifik in English. The horizon? Is that the word? It's got to do with how many degrees the sun is below the horizon. Yeah, so if in Eretz Yisrael, Nisan and Tishri, the sun at 13 and a half minutes is, let's say, 6 degrees or 8 degrees, so that's how it has to be all year round. And that's why, with a few other shits, that's why it's usually 40 minutes, 50 minutes. According to Rabbi Tam, that it has to be 72 minutes, the Kundra Rabbi Tam, which is 72 minutes. So if you would work the degree in Eretz Yisrael, Nisan and Tishri, what degree it is, 13 or 16 degrees. But also Kimmon, that in England, the Mushal, 6 weeks a year, there is no night. Why? Because the sun never goes so far below the horizon as the degree that you would need to have 72 minutes after the Shkia in Eretz Yisrael. So like we know that in Norway, Sweden, there are places where there are no night. So the Grus brings a raya against Shittas Rabbi Netam, because according to Rabbi Netam, but also came in as ein, that certain weeks he didn't live in England, so it's ein Leile be Vilna, and there can't be such a thing as Shon Zak Hanach de Vilna. And what's the other? Yeah, according to the Rabbi Netam, the Rabbi Netam was in Bovel, in Etzisor, whatever, in France, whatever, and Stagenish Lukanah. So when are you allowed to do a Melucha Motze Shabbos? When? So the Shabbos, the sun goes down, it stays Shabbos. When does the next day change? When the sun goes going up. So after midnight, that may matina melucha. Yeah, so my brother, Rav Dovid Zazang, is in Shtak, he has noig in their shitta, the 6 days, 6 weeks in the year, he only makes the melucha, he only makes Abdullah after Chas. It's not something to be copied. I'm just saying, so the same concept is, when does it change from Shabbos to Sunday if there's no night? When the Shabbos finishes and the Sunday starts. So like here also, when does the boy become a gudel? Chuvtes Cheshvan is a nochakuten. Aleph Kislev is a shena gudel. So when the second, when it changed from Chuvtes Cheshvan to Aleph Kislev, then it became a gudel. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So when? Chuvtes? No, Chuvtes, the Chodesh hasn't finished. When does the Chodesh finish? Chuvtes, in the year, it's the guy of a split second of in Londres, even when the Chuvtes is mamish finished, it gets a second into Aleph Kislev. Yeah, but I'm saying Cheshvan has finished, even if we're talking about a split second, even if Cheshvan has finished and Kislev hasn't started, I don't know whether there is such a thing, but even in theory there would be such a thing. Cheshvan finishes, has not yet made him Shloisha Shunim Yoim Echot. He has to go. Normally someone is born Chuf Taivas. So Yites Taivas, when the Yites Taivas finishes, he finishes his 13 years. When Chuf Taivas starts, is Shleish Shun Yom Eichad. I took Chuf Taivas, that's my birthday. But I'm saying, so it always has to be a Mashi in the next day. So our Shale is someone who's born like on this year, on Lamed Uda. So there's three possibilities what one can say. There's a tzad which we would think is interesting. The Uchaneh and Binyan Tzion, and we'll soon say other Gedolim will say Ochet. The Binyan Tzion is a cipher, Chiva cipher, written by the Uchaneh. Simon Kifnin Aleph says that he becomes bar mitzvah in a Shuna Pshita Lamed Shvat. Why? Since he was born Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh Uda Bais. Yeah, so he will become Bar Mitzvah in Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh Uda. Which is a bit interesting, Shitta, because in this year, Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh, was Lamed Uda. In a Shuna Pshita, it's going to be Lamed Shvat. In the Masi, he was born in Uda, nicht in Shvat. Also, he's the Binyan Tzion. The other Shitta.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's say the Binyan Tzion, the Ruchner says that he would become in a Shuna Pshita, Bar Mitzvah, Lamed Shvat. Why Lamed Shvat in a Shuna Pshita is it's a bit confused. Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda. In a Shuna Pshita, there's also 2 days Rosh Chodesh. One day is Lamed Shvat, and the other day is Aleph Uda. So Aleph, yeah. So here, although he was born Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda Beis, yeah, so you could say Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda with Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda. In Surah is obviously Shver, because in this year, Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda Beis is Lamed Uda. In next year, it's going to be Shvat. And the Chodesh, we know that Uda Rishon is not instead of Shvat. It's like an extra month with some in between. Hazeiduk the Binyan Tzion. The Avashet of the Shaiv Talaivi says that he would become the mitzvah, Aleph Uda. Yeah, Aleph Uda come mitzvah. Rav Poskim, Adachroinim in those days, Kilis Yankev, Remus Gestetner, said that since there is no Lamed Uda, like in Lamed Cheshvin, you say only becomes a mitzvah Aleph Kislev, likewise in the Shunab Shita, it will become the mitzvah Aleph Nissen. So the difference between the two Shittas is over 30 days. Rav Yashiv and Kam Shem Zaman Gzuk that Lemasa and Aluch Masa one should be Machma. So even those who don't put on tefillin before the Bar Mitzvah, Shazecha put on tefillin on Lamed Uda Aleph, but to be Metzaref Leminyan, whatever Lechimna, we Machma on 30 days. So there's very interesting, very interesting that we can see what's the Shitta of the Heilige Sam Seufer is on this issue, based on a few Svurim and on a few historical facts. Azoy. The Heilige Ksav Seufer, who was the Sam Seufer's oldest son, was born Aleph der Schoidesh Uda, Tuf Kif Ayin Hai. I don't know what the English year is. And Tuf Kif Ayin Hai then was a Shunem Erbeiris. Now, we would want to know, when was he born Aleph the Rosh Chodesh? Was he born Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda Aleph, which would mean Lamed Shvat? Or was he born Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Uda Bais, which would mean Lamed Uda Aleph? Yep. In Drushas Sam Sofer, the Sam Sofer used to say a Drusha in Shiel every year, Zayin Uda, the Yutzat of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he used to combine Moshe Rabbeinu with Pirim. The Gemara says that Humon, Hippo Pir, Yom Shemes, Yom Shenoilat. In Daf Kif Ayin Ches Tor Bais, column 2, he says Azoy, B'yoim Zayin Uda Shaini, Tov Kif Ayin Hai, Lefrat Kuten, Loide Rashti Bebais Akneses, I did not say Adrusha, Mipnai Shuyini Semaichem, Besimches Brisa Shalavum Mavini, Uva Shulem in Beni Hayelet Shmiel Wolf Yechya. He was called Shmiel Binyumin, and so Binyumin was called Wolf. So we know now that the bris of the Ksav Seifer was Zion Uda Shaini. Lechoyle, if it was a bris bismanoi, a child whose bris is Zion Uda Shaini, so 8 days before, is Lamed. Lamed Uda Aleph. He said that the Ksav Sofer was born, the Ksav Sofer says, besides you can look it up, that Tuf Kif Ayin is a Shuna Mebeiris, the Ksav Sofer says that the Bris was Zayin Uda Shaini Tuf Kif Ayin Hai. 8 days before was Lamed Uda Aleph, Aleph to the Shchoidesh Uda Shaini. It took me also a long time to learn. You could say, who says, maybe it was a Bris Nidcha, the Ragaya Tazoy. But some Sofer, and I think a lot of Mahalim have got the minig, that they have something called a Moel Bich, a diary where they write in every Bris that they have. Sorry? A Pinkus, yeah. In the Moel Bich of some Sofer, actually someone other 10 or 15 years gave it out, beautiful job of thick cipher. Every child who the Ksav Sofer writes there, who he became, who he was, who he married, and a future Gedol Yisrael, or the Chushva, Balbatim, of known people, some Moed Ksavan, we can say in Asach Haluchas, we can also have forgotten. So the Moed Bich from the Ksav Sofer, by his second son, who was called Reb Shimon Sofer, who was the Ruv in Kruka, who was known that he was born a very, very weak child, and the Ksav Sofer was, when the child was born, as we'll soon see, in Chivas Ksav Sofer, or Achayim, Simen Kif Pai, he writes, on the day after this child was born, which is Yid Dalet Taivas, meaning that the child was born Yid Gimel Taivas, Tuf Kif Pai Aleph, 6 years after the Ksav Sofer, so he writes to someone who's asked the Mashalah, Acha tsar yumim rabim habe, after going through a few days of tremendous pain, himlito zigusi techia, my Rebbetzin gave birth to Ben Zucha. The Ksav Sofer writes, Sufik ben Zayin, Sufik ben Ches. In the Gemurah's terminology, before there was incubators, a Sufik ben Ches meant that there was a risk that the child might not survive. Yairavu, ich bin davin ashiyele mazel tov, Alkain, Libi Leinuch Nimi, my heart is not with me to concentrate. And he finishes there, Imibli Ian, the Shim Cipher. I couldn't look into any cipher. Why? Kisifurai, my Sfurim, Haimusadirim are set up Bishchinagavua in the inside of my house. Veloimutsini Likunas Lehem, I couldn't enter there, Kizigusi Techia Shechevisham. My Rebbetzin is lying there, and obviously she was in a very, not in a good state, so he didn't want to disturb her and go into the room or the area where she was. So we know that Reb Shimon Sofer was born in a bad state, and he writes in the Moel Bich, as Yid Aleph Shvat, yeah, we said the child was born Yid Gimel Taivas. Yeah, is Yid Aleph Shvat, Tuf Kipay Aleph, Hichnasti Nebrishav Umavinias B'ni Ayelet Shimon, Yichyeh, B'yoyim Chuf Ches Lelaidusoy, the 28th day from when he was born, which was in Yid Gimel Taivas, Hashem is a kaini legadle letoyle chipramasim toiv umay. By the Ksav Sofer, he just writes that the Bris was Zainu the Shiny. He doesn't write when he was born. So lechoyla raim achachas, that if the Bris was a Bismanoi, he didn't have to write when it was born, because it's assumed that it's on the 8th day. If it was a Bris, Shaloi Bismanoi, like by his second son, he did write. Yeah. Izoi bazoi, we can fairly assume that the Ksav Sofer was born Lamed Uda Aleph. Now we would like to know when the Ksav Sofer pravet the Bar Mitzvah. So in the Ksav Sofer, the five volumes, in Parshas Mishpatim, Pusik Chuf Gimel, Kapitel Chuf Gimel, Pusik Chuf Vov, he writes there a Torah, which he said on Mispah Yamecho Amalai, he writes there the Sofer, Kol Zeh Umati, this Torah I said, B'yoyim Shabbos Kodesh, on Shabbos, Bais Derash Kodesh Uda, and we know that year, was born Ein Hai, Tuf Kif Pai Ches was a Shuna Pshita. So Shabbos was Beis Rish Chodesh Uda. Bachnusus Bni Habuche Avruam Shmiel Bin Yomin Nebar Mitzvah. So you notice when he was born, he was called Shmiel Bin Yomin, Shmiel Wolf. When he was 6 years old, the Heilige Ksav Sofer was Leilani deathly ill, and they added on the name Avruam, so Skiller as a Shleit Avruam, the Heimster Bikas Achoylem Avruam, and Sabakant, that the Chavakadisha had already lit light candles. Arim the hiding Chsav Soifer's bed, and the Chsav Soifer went to his Svurim where he had his kiss for Judas, and at Dortmund Mispal Gevein next to his kiss for Judas, and he came back and at Gezot Chom Gepolt for 50 years. I pushed it through for 50 years, and the Chsav Soifer lived till he was 58, which is nowadays is considered young, but compared 56. Sorry, Lamasa. The Chevre Kedisha in Kreshborg presented the Ksav Soifer to on his bar mitzvah with those candles that were lit next to him, and by the Ksav Soifer's family that was considered a Moedik Zach, and in Etz Yisrael it was by the Kreshborg Roof. I don't know something now, but the master guide that when the Heilige Belzus Chenerucha went to visit the Kreshborg Roof, and the Kreshborg Roof told him he's got the candles. The Heilige Belzruva had problems with his eyesight. He asked if he can have the candles and put them, the Heilige Licht, was what gets in for Heilige Ksav Soifer, is a skill. Any case, this is this. The Master, so our question is now, you saw that the Ksav Soifer said the Drusha on Bayis Terech Chodesh, Shabbos was Bayis Terech Chodesh. Now the question is, was the Minigach Ksav Soifer that he made the Bar Mitzvah on the day of the Bar Mitzvah day? Or is the Minig, like in the Sach Ashkenazi Shekeles, that any Bar Mitzvah during the week, the following Shabbos, Machmena Bar Mitzvah, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, Machmen Baidem, Machmen Yoyma Bar Mitzvah. So the sound, I always thought maybe it's Abyssal Achvai, some day in the Zach, whatever. The Minigach Ksav Soifer was like that. How do we see the Bar Mitzvah of the second son of Shimon Soifer? He made Pasha Shabbos Parshas Vayechi Tuf Kif Tzadik Dalet. Yeah, we said he was born Tuf Kif Payalev, the second son, so 13 Zedim Dalet. Tezayin Tivus was then Shabbos, and we know that the Shimon Soifer was born Yid Gimel Tivus. Yeah, some Soifer writes that. So we see that although his second son was Bar Mitzvah middle of the week, he made the Mitzvah on Shabbos. Oy bazoi, kemen zeh lachzugen, that the Ksav Soifer, beitzem, became a mitzvah, Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh, yeah, which was on Friday, and the next day, Shabbos, that the Ksav Soifer gezug der Teure. One thing we see for sure, as et zechen ish gehalten Aleph Nissen, because whatever the case is, it's a question is, you can say, Tishn, Aleph the Rosh Chodesh, and Beis the Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Nissen zechen ish. The Master, to add on to that, in Chivas Ksav Soifer, Yeredaya Simon Kif Memches, a son of his writes him a Mazel Tov on his 50th birthday, and he writes, Hinai Beirach Lekochti, Liyoy Moiladati, Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Uda, Shegati Bezes Hashem Nishnas Chamishim. That year, Tufrai Shchuf Hai was also a Shunab Shita, and we see the Ksav Soifer had gehalten his Yoyme Ledes as Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh. So, L'chodesh is Mechlech, but L'chodesh, Pshat is that his Bar Mitzvah was also Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh, Uda, which is Lama Shvat, and Ksav Soifer had gehalten the next day, had to look the Dusha. So, L'chodesh Araya, as the Ksav Soifer had auch gehalten, we, the Binyan Tzion, that a child who's born like this year, Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh, Uda, Beis, Lamed, Uda, Aleph would become a mitzvah, Lamed Shvat. Since this week, writing the Tzitzit Pasha Zucha, Beitzim, the Pushita mitzvah is Maschihi Samulek. That means to take a knife, sword, or nowadays you would take a machine gun or whatever, and gain the name Zichin Amalaiki, and kill him. Lamasa, it's not for many reasons, it's an Ishna Gaya Nebizmanazer. First of all, we don't know. And also, if someone does want to end up 25 years in jail, it's a sinisht, that's not recommended. So we know that in the Torah, again, although the a mitzvah, mechanish normakim is our mitzvahs in the kavuna, yeah, that's one of the things that our mitzvahs come shito, of our mitzvah, which the master, we haven't got the Metzias to become Shito, then what the Chiv has to do is to do it in a Rochniistic sense. Amulek, Asher Kochu Badeirech, Amulek didn't only come to kill Yidden physically. Alle Chazal zan fin, Ashekochu, Zalushin fin Havayde, Ashekochu means to try to upkeelen, yeah, to cool down. Ayid afum abren for Yiddishkeit. To cool someone down for Yiddishkeit, Yidir the Chaznish said, I don't want to mention certain moistness, certain tzibbe, was said gehalten, nicht gehalten for Zay, although they might be Mekayim, the basic mitzvah, so the Yiddishkeit there is cooled down, not gehalten, this is a fundamental Zach in Yiddishkeit. One of the things which our generation got the Nesoy, and I don't know when it came out, 20, 25 years ago, is the concept of internet. Life nowadays, one can't live without using internet at all. Sigaitnish. Yeah? The question is, how do we battle to make sure that it's not goylem as ashekochu satzitina virus, and also nishtu upkilen fin Yiddishkeit? So, all the Gedolei Yisrael across the spectrum came out then. It was the Heilige Sklender Rebbe, Zeich Tzadik Bruche, the Matis Yue, Solomon Zeich Tzadik Bruche, and all the Gedolei Yisrael came up with the concept of filtering our devices. Again, what level of filter one should have, everyone has got different needs, different madrigas. Kali Yisrael is not on one level. And there are people who on the Madreigen, I always say, no one should be offended, like there is a Shaivat Leivi who sits and learns, yeah, and people support them financially. The same there are, but certain Madreigas are people who want to be on the high Madreiga, that they personally don't have any access to internet or even to texting, whatever, some Madreigas, and those people who need it, the Tzorech Melucha, can help them out. Klal Yisrael has to be in Madreigas. Madreigas, that's the way Klal Yisrael, like this. Moistus HaToyra of all different levels, and everyone is needed. There has to be all sort, even if I personally sent to this side. There has to be in that Madreiga. So one of the things which all the Gedolei Yisrael said, that the basic filtering is something which is a must. So I come to look at Mr. Medish and say it also. Some people say, I'm 60 or 70 years old, 80 years old. You don't have to be worried about me. So I say, the Gemara says that Shloisheh Shloisholtem Behen Yaitzahodah. It would be very interesting that in the margin of the Gemara, it should say, this means Utanum Ameruim and all the others did have Shaiches with the Yaitzahodah of what said. And it should say that nowadays someone should say that Gamani Mitzaref, that I haven't got Shaiches with Yaitzahodah, sounds funny. That's one thing. Second of all, we all want our children and grandchildren to come into our house, have sleepovers in our house. We have to be very, very careful. And children, the Eibishter created children, they're very creative and interesting. Children have got a knack, even with filters, whatever, to be able to get through a moidika drive which children have, which the Boyim created children, Kedaisas on their zitz and then use it for gutta. So we have to be very, very careful, even if we were to say that we ourselves are above this sort of thing, which sounds silly, but for our children and grandchildren, and for our children to tell our grandchildren, you know, you're coming to Zaidi and Babi, you mustn't use this, you mustn't use that. I mean, there are such houses, unfortunately, but it is. Do we want our children and grandchildren to speak about that like that? The third thing is something which all Gedolei Yisrael HaMechayev Gevein that one should do, the basic level of filtering. If we don't do it, what message are we sending to our children and grandchildren? Gedolei Yisrael can say there's machloikas, there's very topics which are debatable. This is something which is undebatable, no one will say. And if we are not listening to them, then how can we expect our children and grandchildren to listen to us, if that's the message of the game? So, a kleiner Wort, it's already getting late, was forget from Shloime Kliger, a beautiful Wort. In Parshas B'Shalach, Kapitel Yidalet, Pusik Chuvbeis says, Vayivoyim na'yisuai besoy chayom be'yabusha. They came into the Yam in the dryness. Va'amayim lohem choymu, that the water was like a wall. Here it says, choymu ches vuv bemhai. A bit later it says, after the water came back on the reichel of Prushim, im na'yisuai holchi be'yabushu, Chazal say v'amayim lem choymu, that the elushim v'chaymu, that the water said haluli v'aluli of the vaydazura. So he asks two things. First of all, why in the first pusik does it say b'soy chayom b'yabushu, and the second time it says And again, why in the first pusik is choy mumulai, and in the second pusik choy mchusim? So the Heilige Shem Kriya Moy Likavot. When Klal Yisrael came into the Yamsev, Kriyas Yamsev, we know from Medrushim, was a Moyadika thing. Not only was the water split, it became dry. And the Batanina says, not only was it dry, the Boinu Shloinim, you have a road which is tar. Then when you make a promenade, yeah, a posh road, then you have like, it's built with slates or with those, that the water hardened not only to a flat surface, it was made in a beautiful and shtaita sigvei, water coming down from all the side. Pilus, it was a moedikazach. That, he says, or by Kriyas Yamsev. After the water came back, and there was the concept of Bizas Hayom, which is Steinish Befeish in the Pusik. Bizas Mitzrayim, Steit Vishali. We learn out from the Pusik, Vayasa Moshe, that Moshe had to take them away. Zuk there then, so in the first time it was Besoy Hayom, Beyabushu. After the water came back, it was Beyabusha, yeah? On the side, on the riverbank was Beyabusha, but Betoy Hayom was a messy business. The Mitzrayim came there, kind of on the Zain, how a person comes out of the water after he's he drowned. Aufgeblusen, messy, Echdafish Tifel Mazbazan, with the Toyta fed, with the chariots. It was a very, very messy business, but there was money, expensive jewelry lying there. So the daughter gave by a busher, by a soy chayom, daughter's a maimlem chayme. Why? Even if there is jewelry there, the Rebbeinu Shloim, if he wants to send someone panusa, he can send it to him in a clean and idle way. If you have to dirty yourself for that money, is a similar nishtas the roots of Hashem. So in the second money, which was by Yabush b'toy chayom, Lord Shaitan b'ayin m'chayim. And the lesson we have to learn is, everyone's got their nisyonis in their thing, that the b'ayin shoyinim shikta Hashem panusa, sekenish dam, that one has to dirty oneself by doing so. So whether it is with technology, or the tzinius in the office, or going on the road, or the places where one has to travel, it's something which we have to learn. The Boinu Shem Shikten Spanusa, he'll zecher send it to us in a clean and a pleasant way. And it's something which Shekzum Shkamisa for Andra, something which everyone in their level, where they are, for their needs, whatever, always something that one can improve. And every, it's difficult for someone to get out of his routine, but every little bit which we can do, first of all, do the Machis Amulik with the Raini, and to do Yid Mustafrum, Yeshias and Afias, and one takes a Kabbalah. Sozana, Yeshia, Farafia, both for the Prat, and Fachayne, Bnei Yisrael, Bechlal, who's schlepping already 5 or 6 months, and the Tevis people get to those. But the Masa, besides the captives who are there, we can't imagine what they're going through, the tens of thousands of displaced people, and also, and even it's considered more or less calm. Sefeilt v'imazukta agunish acholila sozor tefen atzizchis, which we say tilim and condemn to the kabbalas toivas the himself and achayne kabbai sun and sin matzul shivu hoyndem by me on by me abusha mukem lachem alaim and tiam tzul levukum fay loylo shiv de gilu has bagulus bankuv and I'm sorry for listening. I'm sorry for. Aber Jutz, da hab ich